times I've tried to tell you, 20 times I've cried alone. Oh, with some surprise how well you cut my feelings to the bone. Don't wanna leave you really, just wanna break the ice. Do I look silly to you when I yield to your advice? When you say we belong to the light, we belong to the thunder. We belong to the sound of the words, we both fall in under. Whatever we deny or embrace, for worse or for better, we belong together. No lo sabes, te aseguro que es verdad. El cariño que es sincero no se acaba con crueldad. Olvida lo que fuimos y desprecias lo más bien. Pero juntitos venimos, que la luna era de miel. Junto a ti solo es mi angela, junto a ti como radio de luz que ha brotado el cielo. No falta por venir sin sufrir, es mi triste destino. Junto a ti hasta el fin de camino. Close your eyes and try to sleep now. Close your eyes and try to dream. Clear your mind and do your best to try and wash the palette clean. We can't begin to know now how much we really care. But I hear your voice inside me, and I see your face everywhere. Now I say we belong to the light, we belong to the we belong to the sound of the words, we both fall in under. Whatever we deny or embrace, for worse or for better, we belong together. Junto a ti solo es mi angelo. Junto a ti como radio de luz que ha brotado el cielo. No importa por venir si sufrir, es mi triste destino. Junto a ti hasta el fin de camino.
We belong. Certainly, we sure do. Man, I always love listening to that song. Yep. And this is Andrew Fetter, and I want to thank you and welcome you to When Pigs Fly, because there ain't no BS around here. Coming from you from Las Vegas. And this is actually a special show. I have done this actually instead of, it's live for me right now. And time is, of course, of connotation how you look at it, as we've talked in past shows, time and place and space, but actually this has been pre-recorded on Thursday for Friday for tomorrow. So if somebody calling in wants to ask a question, well, it's going to be sort of hard. But on that note, you can always contact me, of course, at my, you know, my usual places where you can to email or MySpace. We've got questions and stuff, which I'll reiterate a little bit later after certain announcements, of course, I'm going to make. But I want to thank everybody for listening, and I hope everybody is going to have a nice and soothing, relaxing Independence Day, watching the fireworks, celebrating our independence. I hope to have a safe one as well. But first, I have a couple announcements. If any of you are going to be around in Las Vegas, or those who are in Las Vegas, I'm having a very special, and I've been honored to have a book signing, or I feel honored to have a book signing event at the Barnes Noble Bookseller Store at 8915 West Charleston, and that's on the Crossroad Commons Mall. It's on the west side towards Summerlin. Again, it's 8915 West Charleston. Come on down. I'm also giving away the first five books of When the Angels Have Risen toward the first five purchases of The Heretic. Of course, that's what the signing is about, The Heretic. We all can be a little bit heretical. It's funny how people try to pronounce it. Is it heretical? Heretic? anyway, so come on down. Even if you want to just chat, meet me or whatever, I'll be there. Like I said, that's on July 5th. That's on a Saturday. The following day, of course, after July 4th, July 4th, July 5th. And I'll be there from 1 to 5 p.m. Again, that's at the Barnes Noble Bookstore, 8915 West Charleston. And then I got, and then, by the way, also, if any of you want to check out some cool astrology information, I've had her on the past, Carrie. She has her website at www.zodiacbuzz.com, and it's free, and you can check out what's posted, and she does every monthly really cool detail of what our astrology is for each, you know, whether you're an Aries or and all that stuff. It's pretty cool to just check it out. Was of course at zodiacbuzz.com, and I got a couple other things happening that's pretty cool. I've been on a couple times on a very special host here on one of the shows. His name, he goes by Mystic Zany. I'm having him on my show. Actually, it's sort of reversal. He's, like I said, he interviewed me both for my book The Heretic as well as When the Angels Have Risen, which was, he did that about a year and a half ago, and then just a few months ago. And then we had a conversation, and of course it was so nice, we always do. I asked him, I'd love to have him on my show, and I know he just recently did a book, which is called Tales of a Zany Mystic, which is quite intriguing, and he'll explain that. And by the way, you ought to check his show out. It's called Fireside Chat on VBS Radio. And that is on the 18th. So that's like 2 weeks from, I guess, tomorrow, which is when you hear this show, which 2 weeks from Friday. And I'm looking forward to that. And it's usually a very great kickback type of show. Just think you just walked in another time zone, sitting, talking about, well, we get into politics, religion, and, you know, UFO stuff, and all kinds of quasi, and of course he'll explain and talk about his book, Tales of a Zany Mystic. Then, after that, I have two very special guests who are coming on August 1st. And I'm really happy to have them. Their name are Tommy and David Jones. And they are hosts of Para X Radio. And what they do is they broadcast the very intriguing subjects to the likes of ghosts, poltergeists, and other paranormal phenomena. They have done very intriguing investigations throughout the eastern part of the country. They have had postings, in fact, on one of my friends, myufo.com. They've had postings where they've done, you know, show their paranormal events, such as ghosts and poltergeists. So they'll tell their stories, and I've always been fascinated by ghosts and I see dead people type of thing. So that should be pretty fun, a lot of fun, actually. And I wish you all, always go back, if you check out my past shows, free, you know, in the archives, you know, the archive section, and then clicks you to a bunch of picture faces, and then you can check me out somewhere down there in the bottom there. And, such shows from Free Energy and how to go out of body and regressions and Kabbalah or politics and religion and all the quasi stuff or even some of the past guests. And check them out. And if you got any questions or ideas or things you have that are on your mind, do... Oh, now I'm going to tell you how to contact me. Of course, it's sitting right there on the front page there. But you can contact me at Flying Pigs. You know, it's like a bunch of pigs flying. FlyingPigs@artlover.com. And if you any of you have MySpace accounts, that's MySpace/AndrewFetter. And give me a holler. Now, since today is, well, tomorrow is, but today is, is Independence Day, it's a great day to put tribute to all the many women and men who are in our armed forces around the world, particularly Iraq and Afghanistan, and whatever your opinions are toward the wars. They are duly putting their lives in harm's way, and you know, we have to give thanks for them for volunteering and doing that work. And keep in mind, you know, those who become veterans, and we want to thank all the veterans for their past contributions to our nation. Whatever things they had to go through, whether we agree to those kinds of wars or whatnot, they did it out of their own pride and bravery. And you have to think of that denominator. So I want to thank all of them. And anyway, and speaking of the other thing, that was on the sort of the light side. People talk about lately, and I just want to bring it up before I get into my main subject, was the Viva la Libertad. But I do want to say something about the Iraq War. And people, actually, basically the economy real quickly is, you know, people are looking at the gas prices and the dollar going up and yada, 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 and, you know, the economy. In a nutshell, in a very clear, concise situation, people can say, well, you know, it's the oil companies, the gas things. It really, they're, and it's not even spoken about in any of the pundits, really, and I'm so rather really surprised, but it is clear that the billions upon billions upon billions of dollars being spent every day, every minute, every month, every year, the last several years, that has drained away our countries, our countries and our, and created, put ourselves in a $1 trillion or multi-trillion-dollar deficit, has created the situation for, therefore, our dollar ain't worth nada, nothing, and therefore, why the dollar has gone up and why our economy sucks. If you owe, anybody knows you have a business and you end up owing a whole lot of money in your business, what happens to your business? It goes bankrupt. So just like the likes of what Bush has done, George Bush has done in his past companies, not just by outside forces causing to the effect that maybe he, oh, you know, people lose their business out of luck and success, but his spending habits in the past surely has shown what he did in the likes of his other companies. He did it to our, you know, own government, which was in the black. And now we're so negative, it has created such a situation. That is why the dollar is worth el crapola, nothing. That is why oil is so expensive. You know, when the price of your currency is worth less, you can't buy as much. So that's why, that's a real affected why the oil situation is and our economy. Just think, if you were to stop the war right now, or actually just pulled our troops out immediately and stop the millions, in fact, they just authorized how many millions of dollars, several hundred million dollars over there. what would happen in the economy if all that money were merged back into the infrastructure into the United States? You know, if those monies were, first of all, paid down the deficit, so then the interest wasn't being paid out, that would have to go to who's holding our paper, China. And if the infrastructure was, the monies went back to where it was, like to take care of our infrastructure, like taking care of the bridges that are need repairing, or dams, or roads, and levees, or taking care of health care for children especially, first and foremost, or investing in alternative energy. I mean, it can go on and on. If you took all that money and put it back into our system and we were better in the bank, in a heartbeat, it would change the situation. And so they're, you know, in the United States, it's like, basically the Iraq war, which equals the federal deficit, which created our economic crisis, which created a drop in the dollar, which then created oil prices to go up and gas go up, which furthered the economic crisis, which created a further circle. So the immediate answer, like I said, is just a withdrawal. And then immediately all of these things would change. And it's very simple. I don't have to write a book. I don't have to give 4 3-hour lectures of me on TV for 3 hours to explain that. It is so simple. You know, but they try to facade you with a bunch of BS. But I want to get to, what was the story of it today? I just had to get that out because it just bothers me that, you know, you see over and over same crapola being poured out and nobody really telling you really what's going on. So I want to get to the subject of liberty because it goes into a lot of areas and people think of liberty. But I have one of my favorite sayings. In fact, it's from Thomas Paine. And it really gets right to the nutshell. No hold bar, tells you straight up. And Thomas Paine used to say, ignorance submits to whatever is dictated, while reason obeys itself. In other words, ignorance does what everybody tells you to do, and reason will question. You know, this is what our forefathers looked at. Now, I'm not talking making people talking down like ignorance is being stupid. See, there's a difference. Ignorance is ignoring. That's what ignorance is, ignoring the truth, ignoring wanting to learn, being aware of. That's what ignorance is. I don't want to know. That's ignorance. Part of ignorance is, and so ignorance is a choice. And it's something that you choose to be ignorant of. Not that you're ignorant of. It's a choice. And so it's freedom. So you're given a freedom, but if you ignore the responsibilities of freedom, and that part of that freedom is maintaining your liberty, that's done by choice. And we're thinking of things of, when I use the word liberty, people think of it of a political sense, liberty. But that liberty is actually both spiritual and political. They're like really together. So they're a tangible, integrated force. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to paraphrase the model, and you can find it on my, I put it on my blog site at andrew.myufo.com. It was given forwarded to me by a close friend, and I want to thank Marcy for giving me that. And I had posted it because it intrigued me the way it did, because it gets into self-worth, which I've talked about in past shows. But what is, so self-worth, spiritual liberty, or political liberty, it's one and the same. It's basically acknowledging your self-ownership. You see, you own your own life. Again, let me repeat that. You own your own life. So if you deny this, it's to imply that another has a higher claim over your own life other than you do. You understand what I'm saying? If you deny the implication of what your life is, Therefore, you're giving up your liberty. You're giving ownership away. And look, and no other person or groups of persons owns your life. You own your life. That's your self-worth. It's you. And of course, and they don't own the lives of other people, and nobody else owns other people's lives. Now, another thing you have to understand the concepts, which I've brought up before, you know, you've always existed, and you will always. Now, what I'm talking about, we're going to be talking about your embodiment, your lifetime now, which I'm talking about now. I'm not going to talk about your quasi, you know, multiple lifetimes, because that's more of a reality, but we're talking about this lifetime. In this lifetime that your embodiment today, you physically are right now, you exist in time, both past, present, and future, right? You lived in the past, it's right now, present, and then toward the future. So in the past, you are the product of your life and liberty. You understand? You are the product of your life and liberty. And I'll explain that in sets. In a second. See, and at present is your liberty. So now if you lose your life, you're going to lose your present. Therefore, you will lose your life is also to lose your future. So if you lose the product of your life and liberty, then you're going to lose that portion of your past as well. And what is your property? Well, it is basically the product of your life and liberty. They're one and the same. And what is the property that I just mentioned? It is the fruit of your labor. And what I'm meaning is hence the product of your time, energy, and talents. It's your time, your ownership of your, it's your time and energy and talent. So when you're doing something, it's taking a certain space of time, you're putting some energy into it, and it's, of course, your talents, whatever talents you have incorporated. So that piece it belongs to you. It's your property. And property is that part of nature which you turn to value, to be of a valuable use. Now, property is the property of others that is given to you by, you can like, to you by voluntary exchange and mutual consent. Now you can like, give property like energy and talents and time into a mutual situation like you and your boyfriend or girlfriend. Like team up and are doing something together. By mutual consent and voluntary exchange. That is also property. You've merged or developed property together. You can do that. No one says you can't. So if two people who exchange property voluntarily are sometimes even better off, they would do it, like for example, by themselves. But it's only if they may have rightfully make that decision themselves. So like, they're not forced upon themselves to do it. You know, they made their decision to voluntarily do it. By mutual consent, they decided to, utilize both each other's properties. But there are times, again, now this is where the issue of liberty sort of transcends and gets, you know, diminished. There are some people who use force or fraud to take from others their property without voluntary consent. So think of it in this terms. So if the initiation of force or fraud is really to take life. So if you take life, it's to murder. And if you take, because that's you, it's basically murdering your life. In a philosophical sense, but it is murder. And to take liberty, I mean your choices, your opportunity to choose to give up your property, it's slavery. And then, of course, if they take away your property, your energy, your talents, your time without your consent. That's thievery. That's theft. So things, it's pretty simple to understand this in concepts. Again, and the reason I'm bringing again all this stuff up is because I have done in past shows where I dealt with self-worth, and this is another way of looking at it. Now, you have every right in the world to protect your own life, liberty, and justly acquired property from the forceful aggression of others. You don't have to turn the other cheek. You can defend yourself. You can stand up for yourself. That's part of self-worth. You don't have to go, oh, what can I do? I'm just one person. Look at yourself and say, hey, I am me, and you can do it. We've all done things in the past that we may have felt regretted about, but that's part of our experience of life that is a product. But we learn to grow, and part of that growth element, the learning experience, is the product. That's your product, that's you. And in the present and toward the future, nobody has the right to take that away, or the past. It's you. So, but when I got into before about initiation of force and fraud, or take life as murder, or take liberty as slavery, or take the property as slave, this saying, by the way, goes toward the actions which are done by one person acting alone, or many acting alone against the few, or even those officials, as some would say, with their cool little hats, or cool little suits, or cool little positions or seats, you know, like whether they are in the government, whether they're clerics, or even your bosses. Nobody has the right to take your liberty, to take your life, to take your property, without you agreeing to it. And again, I reiterate, you have every right to protect your own life, your liberty, and justly acquired property from the forceful aggression of others. And another thing, you may even ask others to help defend you. There's nothing wrong with that. Meaning, get together and say, hey, hell no, we won't take it no more. Protest, stand up, make petitions, voice your opinions. But you do not have the right to initiate force against another, against the life and property of others. Thus, you have no right to designate some other person or persons to initiate force against others on your behalf. And you have the right to seek leaders for your own self, but you have no right to impose rulers onto them. In other words, you have every right to go, hey, I'm going to have my own president, my own elected officials, to designate current laws, to help and put order for whatever, to maintain whatever. That's your choice. That's your freedom. That's your liberty. But you don't have the choice to tell another select few to impose their thing, common, what you think is right. And you can say, like, you can see what happened, like, the Christian right trying to impose, the right of a woman to choose toward their bodies. They have their moral obligations. They can go and say, hey, you know what, this is what we believe. We don't think it's right that you have abortion, and this is what happens. That is okay. It does show, you know, what they feel. But to impose upon them, that's a different story. And you can, I don't want to get into, elaborate on the subject of whether the baby's alive or dead or where it is and the fetus and all that, but it's a woman's choice to deal with that because it's in her womb. That's why it's choice. It's her liberty. But when somebody outside tells you, it's a whole different thing. It's like also saying whether gay rights or one time they used to say blacks could and whites couldn't marry. I mean, that's how bad it was 40 years ago, and that's not long ago. That's within a lifetime of a lot of people. And look in the many nations that still have bigotry. Even our own country, and we're just possibly getting over that, and we're still working on that. So, no matter, like I said, how many officials are selected, also, they are only humans, and they have no rights or claims that are higher than those of any other human being. That includes clerics, priests, rabbis, ministers. They cannot dictate to you or force upon you or take away your liberty or take away your property or take away your life because they say they are. They're full of it. You have your self-worth. That's what your God-given right is as an individual, as a human being, as a soul. So regardless of the imaginative labels for their behavior, officials have no right to murder, to enslave, or to steal. Officials include your government, policemen, judges, clerics, bosses, or anybody else who thinks they're in a quasi-powerful position because they are not any, they have been appointed in that situation out of either circumstance or by choice. And it's still ultimately, they have no right. Like, it's an imaginative label. It is not reality. Now, since you own your own life, you are solely responsible for it. You don't rent your life from others and then demand obedience. Nor are you a slave to others who demand your sacrifice. Now, you can choose your own goals based upon your own values, like I said. Everybody can have their own choices or values. We all have our own perspectives. Whatever theology that you identify with, that is fine. Whether religion or values that you're perpetrated from your religion based upon your values or your own values or what you've grown up with, that is fine as long as you're not imposing those upon other people. You can say them and allow the person to choose whether to go by your values or not. They don't have to. Remember, they don't have to. They don't have to be under your obedience. That's what that meant. You do not rent your life from others who demand obedience. And you cannot make somebody a slave to others who you demand your sacrifice. Excuse me. Now, success and failure are both the necessary incentives to grow and learn. In other words, that's sort of obvious. I don't like to use the word failure, but when things do not, you learn from, generally from the mistakes of the past or things that you felt were mistakes. And things you learn, hey, now I know that fire actually burns. We learn. That's how it creates initiative to learn and grow. We grow. That's right. We know things when we come into this lifetime, I've said in the past, and things are purposely veiled upon our eyes so that we can go through that experience and make our choices. And out of those choices, we learn and grow and heal from those. So now your action on behalf of others and their action on behalf of you is can be very virtuous. Only though when it's derived from a voluntary mutual consent. Only when you say, hey, I'll do it for you. That's pretty cool. In fact, you know what? Being virtue, it can only exist when there is free choice to do it. Voluntary consent. Mutual consent. By the way, mutual means both of you agreeing. Hey, you know, when somebody wants your help, you don't impose your help upon somebody else, too. They have to also want it. Now, this is the basis of what I think is a truly free society. It is not only the most practical humanitarian foundation for human action, it is the most ethical. In fact, the problems in the world that arise from the initiation of force by government have a very simple solution. The solution is for the people of the world to stop asking the government official to initiate force on their behalf. Sounds familiar, huh? Sounds like why the hell we are in Iraq. Why are certain things being done not in our behalf, but on their own behalf? Now, I'm not saying evil does not have to arise only from evil people like the likes of Cheney. I don't like to use the word evil people. I usually like using people walking toward the dark, because it's actually out of their action. Because ultimately, that soul is actually not evil or good or evil. It is like neutral, if you want to call it that, and it makes it goes to a direction, right or left. It either goes toward the light or toward the dark. In fact, it's out of their action, which, by the way, is really interesting, because in Hebrew, all words derive from verbs. It's not nouns. So you are basically, in the Kabbalah, and this now I'm bringing in some Kabbalistic stuff, but it brings in the connotation that you have to understand that you are what you do, not what you are. You get my drift. So that's why you should never say to a child, you're a bad kid, or you're a good kid. You say, God, Johnny, what you did was really great, or Johnny, what you did was bad. It's, you talk of their action, not of they themselves. And the same thing goes to other people. When you talk of other people, you know, I wouldn't say George Bush is evil. I said what he does is evil, like you can say. Or Dick Cheney is an evil man. No. What he is doing is evil. See the difference? So, evil does not derive from only evil people, but also from good people who tolerate the initiation of force as a means to their own ends. This is what I'm paraphrasing what they said on the thing, but now you know where I'm coming from. We'd say it a little differently. So in this manner, good people, or people who are trying to do good, have empowered people who are doing evil, I'm changing a little bit, evil people throughout history, you know. They have. They've allowed people who, in their name, do things negative. You know, it's always been a common thing. I don't think, you know, someone who's a very good person took me out of naiveness, voted for George Bush, thinking he's a good guy. I don't think they were really thinking that he'd be all that bad. They, you know, or do things that were pretty bad. Or dark. But he did. You know. But what I have to say is having confidence, though, in a free society, though, is to focus on the process of discovery in the marketplace of values rather than to focus on some imposed vision or goal. In other words, it's the discovery of what are developing ourselves and understanding the values and systems and growing from those rather than trying to impose a vision upon other people, like their idea of God, my God is better than your God. Rather than say, here's our gods, and let's discuss and learn from all these different ideas and learn from those and in take for what they are. Not to impose them, not to put, whether it's in the Middle East, you know, doing the Islamic fascist thing, imposing upon Christian and Jews or Hindus or Buddhists their way. Not make out, it's a nonsensical thing, this, like the secret wars of ancient Greece. Fighting over my statue, killing over You know, can you imagine extraterrestrials looking down at us and going, what the hell are they doing, killing each other or what? What? To impose their vision of God or morality? When they hang a woman in a square because she got raped or beat her up or make her less. By the way, that includes, you know, amazing how the first imposition of a lot of organized religions is to make the woman less, therefore you control half the woman. So they already made them slaves, basically. And then they use another concept to enslave the rest of mink, the men of the other gender, obviously, to control and to manipulate them. So they basically have committed murder. And that includes whatever organized religion. So when you hear somebody, if I killed one person, as if I killed the whole world, just think of, you've killed millions of people and have destroyed their lives and taken their lives and enslaved them and their property. And that includes Islam or Judaism or Christianity. And that includes communism. And that includes, like, people to the likes of in Venezuela, you know. People think he's so great and he's just as bad. He's imposing his will. He's taking their liberty, their self-worth. This is not contrary to a liberty. You know, and it reminds me of a famous saying that, and this could deal with governments too, like Henry David Thoreau said, and it's so, like, on the nose when I hear it and hear it, and it comes from, you know, his Walden book. And I quote exactly to how he had said it, I guess. I heartedly accept the motto that government is best which governs least. And I should like to see it acted up to more rapidly and systematically. Carried out, it finally amounts to this, which also I believe, that government is best which governs not at all. When men are prepared for it, that will be the kind of government which they will have. In other words, if the government governs less, it gives more liberty so people can actually make their own choices and take their responsibilities for their own actions. Not make them like little babies. I mean, there's one thing when they have the FDA protecting for fruit, but when they tell people, like little kids, what to do and not to do, that's a whole different thing. Now, I'm not talking about like smoking cigarettes, because you're smoking, let's say, and you're smoking in other people. Well, now that air is infringing on other people. Therefore, that's a whole different thing. But if somebody were like smoking marijuana, for example, in their little room, that's their problem, isn't it? Or drinking. Or doing whatever. Isn't it? That's not really a free society. Now the government's making you a baby. They think you're a baby, and therefore taking control of your life and your liberties. Not allowing that person to make his choices, and those choices may be negative ones, and may take him to the wrong way. And of course, then you can have consequences for those choices. That's a whole different thing. You know, like if somebody goes and steals out there and steals a car, he just made that free choice to steal a car, but then the retro thing that happens is that person who just stole the car gets caught and he's thrown in jail. That's his ultimate there's a reaction. But people should have the choice. So now, achieving a free society requires a lot of courage, I think. Achieving a free society requires courage to think, to talk, and to act. Because it's a lot easier to just sit there and do nothing. So I say, Viva Liberté. Long live liberty. So that's what I'm trying to explain in liberty. It is your self-worth. I know I've talked about this in past shows. But it's part of you when you give up something to somebody else. You know, there's another instance I was going to gather into. And I've heard, you know, many people, and this is, people heard the probably from other spiritual people, you've given up your empowerment to somebody else. And what that means is, let's say it's a reaction. Let's say if somebody makes you angry, that's something that really pissed your ass off. And your reaction is, you get pissed off too. That is, and then they say, well, you've given up your empower to that person by your reaction. Getting, you know, especially if you get all clever, oh man, that person, he makes me all riled up, makes me all riled up. Well, really you are, you've given up your part of your life because of that you're giving up your liberty toward allowing that person to make your choices, because now you're full of anger. Instead of stepping aside and go, wait a second, I'm angry at myself for choosing that, allowing that to happen. Ah, maybe that's your higher self telling you that. So it's a good way of looking at things, or different things. So anyway, I wish to reiterate and say again, back to what I had said before, a free society requires courage to think, to talk, and to act. And I will close with one very famous, I'm going to read it off to you, thing that was written down. I wonder where I got this from. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator to certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whatever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute a new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed would dictate that governments long established should not be changed for just the light, transient causes, and accordingly all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But, and I reemphasize, but, when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism. Sorry about that. Despotism. Can't even say again. It is their right. It is their duty to throw off such government and provide new guards for their future security. And for those who want to know what that is from, around the world, that is from our Declaration of Independence, written by none other the father of American democracy, Thomas Jefferson. So just remember, though people have the right to change government either by votes or even by force, and not the FBI, CIA, or police have any right to stop them. if the people choose not to have them as their officials, the people have the right to change it. And if they don't like it, F them. And with that, I say Vive Liberté, and God bless you all, and have again a safe, and those out here in America playing with fireworks, so watch Independence Day. A safe Independence Day. And again, God bless you all. And enjoy as I close with one of my favorite songs by Denise Vasquez. And you should check her out. MySpace.com/Denise Vasquez with her song, Pipe Dream. And God bless you all. Thank you.
Smell the roses, inside your body's right there.